8:32, quick slam this morning. Let's find out what's happening with Randolph County United Way. Director Tina Roberts joins me in studio, so kind of a quieter time right now.
It absolutely is, which is kind of nice. We're getting ready to start building up for the campaign season. So right now we're actually starting accepting new grant applications. So local nonprofits that deal with, you know, health, education, financial stability, who are needing some additional funding can apply for that through United Way. They won't get notification if they've been approved until after our campaign's done. So it'll probably be December, January of next year before they'll know exactly how the process has gone. But that will be available on our website for those later on today. I have it all set up to go live after I get done with you.
Okay.
So that'll be kind of exciting. There's some other nonprofits that we haven't typically worked with that have shown some interest. One of them is a drug recovery group, and they are more than just an AA. It is a more faith-based than some, but they gather all for dinner. They have a family-type atmosphere, and they kind of build a longer-term relationship than some organizations. So they've shown some interest before, and I hope that maybe this year we can kind of work on some long-term goals with them as well. So there's another nonprofit that is not related to United Way at all, and it's not somebody that we would be funding, but we're kind of working on building relationships with that's downtown, that is the Mess Busters, which I think is fantastic, which is they're helping clean up downtown in different areas. And some folks are like, well, how does that tie into United Way? And it's like, well, it's all community pride. The better your community is, the more you want to be engaged and be part of it. So I'm looking forward to possibly later on this year having a day of caring and working with Mess Busters and the city of Moberly and the Moberly School District, even West Strand, of picking different areas in our community, whether it's in Moberly or Higbee or wherever, and kind of having a day of that community pride of kind of giving back. So all nonprofits can work with United Way, no matter if we're funding you or not. We can kind of help all have the same end goal of community betterment. So
when you say grant applications, now is this where your agencies that you service apply for the new funding year, or are you talking about something different?
Nope, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, all right.
So it's kind of, back in the day it was called, they were membership applications to join the United Way family, and it's kind of moved away from that to, it is a legit grant like you would receive from the state of Missouri or from a health group, because you have certain requirements to hit as well from us, because, you know, I want to be able to tell people how many clients you've served and what progress is being made. So we're accountable for how we're spending those donors' dollars. So our nonprofits kind of have to help us fill in those gaps to make sure those dollars are being best spent.
So this is where the food bank, for example,
correct,
and says, oh, yeah, we would like to apply again for another year.
Absolutely, yeah. So Christo Center, they serve about 1,400 people every month. So they also tell us that, you know, out of those 1,400 people, almost half of those are new people every month. So, you know, roughly 700 people every month don't need the service the next month. But new people fill in that gap, which is an impressive number to think about, that, you know, nearly, you know, almost 1,000, 700 to 1,000 isn't a huge number, that 1 month they're food stable and the next month they're in a position where they can't feed their family for some reason. And that's a huge need in the community. So they kind of they let us know, they send us quarterly reports to let us know how those numbers are trending, where some of those needs are. Karma at the Christo Center has also been working on really hard of getting a lot of fresh fruits and veggies and that sort of stuff in, because it's really easy just to give somebody, you know, a processed box of, but that leads to higher obesity rates and such. So it's kind of she's sharing that information with us, so how she can better serve the community. And I can relay those messages on, you know, they're not just addressing hunger. These are the other things that they're addressing.
Okay, so that's quite an impressive number, 1,400.
Yeah.
Speaking of hunger, Stamp Out Hunger?
Yes, Stamp Out Hunger was completed, and that is where everybody can leave food by their mailbox, and the Postal Service will pick it up. Last year, I think Christos received 1,200 pounds worth of food, and that gets spread out to the different food banks and food pantries in the community. So I don't have the final numbers on that, and I'll be excited to see what that is, and I will be sure to share that out with everybody. But that's an easy way that you don't have to make the effort of making that trip. You know, just leave it there by the mailbox and somebody else will help pick it up. If you, for some reason, didn't get your food picked up, there are some people on rural routes that, you know, may have gotten missed or whatever. You can always call the United Way office at 263-6588, and I'll be happy to run by and pick it up for you and get it to the appropriate place. So.
Okay, very good. Sometimes we get people in rural areas that want to help, and whether they got missed or whatever.
Yeah. But, well, and that stands for, like, any sort of donations. If you have something you're wanting to give to, whether it's Christos or Safe Passage or whatever, and you're not sure who to contact, or you're like, I have a ton of coats or old school supplies. I found, you know, a stack of pencils. Give me a call, and I will be happy to get those in the hands of people who need them.
Why don't we slide your number in right now since we're talking about that?
Yep. Our number is 263-6588, and you can give me a call anytime that you're wanting to discuss what our nonprofits are doing, or if you have donations to offer, we'll be happy to find those stuff a good home. So, okay.
Tina Roberts in studio with me as we're learning more about what's happening these days with Randolph County United Way, and May has various awareness type causes, what do you want to say? But they tie in with your agencies.
Absolutely.
Then, right?
So one of the things that, you know, United Way is for access to good health care. And some of the awareness months this month are, we have like mental health awareness, brain cancer, and the one that is most near and dear to me is melanoma awareness. I was diagnosed 5 years ago with stage 3 melanoma, and I've gone through that process. So United Way works, especially here in Randolph County, we work with the health department to provide care to individuals. They can help you do skin checks. They don't have a dermatologist on staff, but if you have something that you're concerned about, the staff out there can take a look at it and get you a referral to somebody who can if you need that next step. But also the health department is working with a partnership with a firm in Columbia to offer mental health support as well. We have Olive Tree Counseling, Lighthouse, and the Bureau Health that also offer mental health support. So we do have access in this community if you're needing help. And if you're kind of on the fence of going, well, I think I'm okay, but maybe if you're even questioning if you're okay, then you need to reach out to somebody and talk. If you're needing a list of resources, or if you're having issues with insurance and taking care of it, you can either call Randolph County Caring Communities. They have community healthcare workers that can help you find better resources. Or if you can't get a hold of them, you can always call my office, and I can work with our 211 in the state of Missouri to find you some resources.
All right. Finally, we want to wrap up with looking ahead to Taste of Missouri Stroll. I think
yes.
I saw a brochure somewhere about it. Yeah, it's right around the corner. Get that on your calendar.
Yes. The sloth is going to be out and about.
The sloth.
Yeah, take it slow. sip the wine as you travel. So, it's an exciting time for downtown Moberly for the Taste of Missouri Stroll. There's like close to 1,500 people who show up in all the wineries, and it is so neat to see everybody come down and appreciate what Safe Passage is doing, and it kind of becomes a...
One of your agencies.
Yep, absolutely. They do some fantastic work for like 9 counties in our area that all those counties kind of help support Safe Passage like we do. But having them continue to choose our area to celebrate what they're doing and to raise awareness for what they're doing, I think is fantastic.
That's August, right?
Yes, August 17th. Okay. And also with this, last year we did a trial run of having Purses with a Purpose, which is one of our fundraising events with the Wine Stroll, and it worked really well. So Kelly and the board of Safe Passage have decided that they would let us do that again this year. So we're going to be in a stroke of magic building again, but we're going to have this year a Summit Lake Winery with us. And they have, I think, the best thing ever. I'm not a huge wine drinker, but if you freeze it and make it into a slushy, that's my jam. So they're going to be there with us. Purses with a Purpose typically is supported our dual credit program, and I'm sure some of those funds will go there, but we have a corporate sponsor for that this year. So we're still kind of deciding what the purpose of that's going to be. It's going to be a new thing. So okay. We're going to find something, maybe work with some of our nonprofits to find out maybe a capital project that they're working on and how we can help with that.
Okay, so that'll be Taste of Missouri Stroll on August 17th.
Yes.
Okay, if you need more information, if you are an agency needing some help, grant applications open today, give your contact information to Tina.
The phone number again is 263-6588. And our website is unitedwayrandolphcounty.org, and that will be available right on the homepage.
Great. Thanks for the update.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me, Brad.
You got it. Tina Roberts joining me here on Quicks Land this morning at 8:42.
When was your last?